Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Mike Daniels, one of my favorite folks in the Brain Trust and one of the global leaders of our time, chairman of the National Advisory Board of the American Enterprise Institute's Global Internet Strategy Project. Folks, I only have a half hour with him. It would take me 2 hours to recite quickly his credentials, but just suffice it to say that he's a global leader, a thought leader, and an action man, and he's got the history to prove it. Mike, thanks again for being here. He's also the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions. Mike, we're talking about the vulnerability of the world right now, but also America, because what's good for America, Mike, is good for the world, and what hurts America hurts the world. What do you think?
Jim, I completely agree with you. And what people should be thinking about right now, everybody, all of us, your listeners, we've all got the same thing in our mind. Let's try to get through this. Let's hope we can find some resolution of the pandemic and the virus. But this is when your enemies try to take advantage of you. And as we were talking a few minutes earlier, Jim, what's unbelievable to me, but I see it all the time, so I guess it's not unbelievable. I've come to see it as commonplace is what we now know on the technology side and in the cybersecurity business, which I've been in for 40 years, mm-hmm. In the government and in the private sector, is we've had a growing number of foreign hackers that have tried to breach the Health and Human Services networks here in the United States. We've had
Let me ask you a question. Is this news? Yep. Is there an increased intensity of this more recently?
Yes, there is. And I can specifically say to you that one of our major cybersecurity firms in the United States called FireEye reported last week that the Chinese hacker group APT41, which is simply a number given to these identifiable hacker groups, they're affiliated with the Chinese government. They've been around for probably 7 years now. They have been waging a cyber intrusion campaign across multiple countries and multiple government sectors, started in January of this year as the Wuhan outbreak emerged. And FireEye called it one of the broadest campaigns by a Chinese cyber espionage actor we have observed in recent years.
Can I stop you for a second? So the timing of that, think about that. The virus was barely incubating, almost incubating in January when they started that. That tells you that there's some that adds to the conspiracy fire, doesn't it, Mike?
Well, it's suspicious is what I'd call it.
It's too ironic for me.
You can bet, you can bet that our intelligence community in the United States government is poring over this stuff with a fine-tooth comb. So whether we'll ever see the results of where this has originated, what's happened, who, if anybody's responsible, may come out in the future or it may not. But this is very coincidental when you start to see these kind of campaigns. And Jim, I would tell you, I've reflected, like everybody's got their thoughts about this. About 3 months, I serve on a number of boards of directors of our major public companies in the country. About 3 months ago, we brought in a speaker who's one of the experts in the United States to talk to our board of directors about the entire situation of how the Chinese government has run out of business pharmaceutical companies all over the world to the point where he had a chart that I literally was stunned at myself. 80% of the penicillin in the world is produced in China.
Our antibiotics,
the major number one thing we need. Mm-hmm. Now, on and on, of the top 10 drugs used in the entire world, the Chinese.
They've been setting up for this. That's another connection. They've been setting up for this right now, haven't they?
It appears that way, Jim. And as we talked about that, the other major campaign that the U.S. cybersecurity companies have followed over the last 2 to 3 years is the Chinese have specifically targeted the worldwide chemical industry, specifically in the U.K., Germany, France, and the United States, and have been stealing endless materials, trade secrets, patents.
Why aren't we allowing them to do that? Why don't we have better security to block that, Mike?
Jim, it's because in my mind, and I've studied this and been involved in it now for how many years?
Decades. A lifetime.
We in this country have turned our attention away from this, thinking that the Chinese originally would be a good trade partner.
How naive.
The United States should help them enter the World Health Organization, become part of the international global trade and economic system.
Republican and Democrat administrations have done this, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And we've watched this in Washington for 20, 30 years.
And Wall Street has contributed to this by investing over there and making more money over the cheap labor. I mean, this is one of the knocks on our financial system, our capital system too. Okay, you gotta bring them into it, Mike.
No question, Jim. And the bottom line of all of this is the United States and the Western democracies have done everything they can to try to integrate China into the entire global financial trade and economic system.
And now I got to take a quick break, Mike. And now they're biting our hand. We need to never forget that. Right back with Mike Daniels. More to come after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.